No matter who you are, wherever you are, what you have or don't have, for sure you have a body. And regardless of your health or condition, you can use it to access vast realms of experience you may not even yet imagine. That's what light body activation is all about. It's about bringing your attention to certain parts of your evolving self in order to activate, utilize, and enjoy them. Not only can this enrich your own life beyond measure, it contributes to a network of consciousness and energy that benefits our whole world. Expand, evolve, and create with light body activation. In this podcast, we explore a system of unique meditative exercises that have been developed by Saul Goodman over the last 35 years. Each episode includes discussion about the science of your changing self, as well as a guided journey to expand and adjust your developing light body. As always, I encourage you to enter into this material with an open yet discerning mind. These words are merely here to guide you into a direct experience with yourself, and your inner realm should be the primary source of your information and guidance. Light body activation is an awareness and an unfolding. Using a few simple principles, you can enter into direct contact with your developing energy system and use it for healing, learning, travel, growth, and alignment. This process will also deepen your ability to connect to those around you, as well as any part of our universe. Trees, whales, crystals, flowers, the moon, the sun, the stars, higher frequency consciousness fields, electrons, neutrons, quarks in the dark. You name it, you can use your body to explore it. This work expands frequencies and increases the permeability of the body's vibrational field. When you know how to alter your permeability, your relationship with space and time shifts. Quantum physicists have known for quite a while that our habitual linear perception is not actually based on reality. Yet how do we lift out of it with something more than an intellectual understanding? And how do we recognize this as it's occurring? In this podcast, we go through specific steps to release compression, expand frequency, increase permeability, and accelerate energy. We begin to recognize certain sensations and identify what they indicate. This can provide you with a reliable and safe framework to use whenever you like. Your attention is the main key to unlock the door into these expanded states of consciousness and experience. Today, we'll be doing a meditative process that necessitates some focus on your part. Unless you apply your attention in a certain manner, you'll end up skimming along the surface of this information, and it won't be that satisfying. You can hear the words and interpret them mentally and speculate on what it all means. You can go through the motions and do the stretches. But if you want a really immersive and exhilarating journey, bring your attention to sensations in your body as much as possible. Give yourself the gift of letting preconceived notions about what exercise and meditation are in order to focus on the basic sensations. They're keys that can bring you into expanded states of health, intimacy, prosperity, wisdom, and creativity. Of course, there are many things that can propel us into these experiences. Art, music, poetry, sex, nature, meditation, puppies, flowers. These are all options that can expand the frequencies of your body and thus your experience. But the light body activation materials present a system that you can use reliably and safely and learn to recognize it as it's occurring. Human evolution isn't finished. It's an ongoing process that can be entered into consciously. Your interest in this podcast means that your energy system is in a state of accelerated change. My intention is to share an empowering means to access and manage it. we'll be working with many of the components that we've covered in previous episodes: proprioceptive exercise, the cranial bones, outer body layers, chakras, kundalini, and the soul star. If any of these are new to you, I suggest going through at least the first 12 episodes of this podcast before continuing with this one. Not only will this make things easier for you, it will prepare you to handle the accelerated energies as your body activates. As components of your energy system become more active, they begin to synthesize with each other and accelerate further to eventually operate as a coordinated vehicle, your light body. Let's delve into this process consciously and find out more about how it feels and what it produces in our life. Listening to sensations in your body will create a journey that's unique to you and tailored for your own optimal benefit. Okay, on to an enlivening adventure. Make sure you have a quiet space to sit where you won't be disturbed. Put on some comfortable clothes, turn off notifications on your phone, and settle in to enjoy your dear self. Here we go. Sit on the floor in a way that's comfortable for you. If you need to do this sitting in a chair or lying down, that's fine. You'll just have to find some creative alterations for some of the positions that I mention. Bring your attention to your body. Close your eyes gently, noticing your breath and guiding the air to move in and out of your body along the back of your nasal passages. This helps induce deep relaxation. Also, breathe as quietly as is comfortable for you. Breathing through the back of the nose in a quiet, gentle manner will help bring a deep state of calm into your body. Notice how you feel inside of your body. And then feel the space right around your body. And again, notice the field of energy and sensation within your physical body. Maybe you can sense your shape, your size. And then feel the space around you. Clasp your hands together and slowly raise your arms above your head with your palms facing upward. Feel the stretch in your shoulders, elbows, and wrists as you gently push your palms up towards the ceiling. And then release that stretch, keeping your hands clasped. Again, push your palms upwards, encouraging a gentle, elastic stretch, and then release again. Play with the dynamic of elasticity in your shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers, stretching your arms upwards gently and then releasing. Now twist your body to the right with your hands still clasped above your head. Bring yourself to the limit of your twist and then move a little deeper into it and release. And deeper into it and release, playing with the elastic end range of this motion. You should feel stretch in your upper back, chest, and rib cage, arms, shoulders, and neck as you turn your head and trunk. And now gently turn yourself to the left, once again twisting to your easy motion end range. And gently push a little deeper into the stretch and then out, and deeper in and out, hands still clasped above the head. Feel and encourage a sensation of elasticity in your neck, upper back, rib cage, chest, and arms. Face forward once again and lower your hands to your lap. Bring your attention to sensations inside your chest, upper back, shoulders, neck, and head. Breathing in and out quietly along the back of your nose. Once again, clasp your hands above your head. Stretch them upwards with your palms facing the ceiling and bend your torso to the right while pushing your palms outward. Move a little deeper into the sideways bend and then a little out, feeling the elastic stretch and release as you do this. You may feel it in your neck, rib cage, and shoulders. And now bend gently to the left, feeling again the stretch in your shoulders, rib cage, upper back, chest, and neck. Moving a little deeper into the sideways bend and then back out, deeper, back out, playing right on the end range of your easy motion, encouraging a quality of elasticity in your body. And come back up. Lower your hands once again to your lap, bringing attention to sensations in and around you. Lift your hands gently off your lap and rotate your body to the right. You don't have to go in slow motion like we normally do. Just twist to the right until you can't go any farther and rest your hands wherever they're comfortable. You can also turn your head and your eyes. And while you're in this position now, push a little further into it and then release a little out of it. A little further in and release out. Encourage a quality of elasticity throughout your body as you do this. And come back to facing forward again. Twist to the right until you can't twist anymore easily. Rest your hands wherever they're comfortable. And again, play with the elastic end range. Like bringing an elastic band to its limit and then stretching it just a little farther and then releasing it a little. Wherever you notice the most restriction, a line or point of tension, encourage a quality of elasticity as you move a little deeper into the twist and release back out of it. And release your hands and come back to facing forward, resting your hands wherever they're comfortable. Bring your attention again to sensations in and around you, encouraging the air to move in and out along the back of your nasal passages. Feel the shape of yourself, tracing the outline of your skin from your head, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, chest, upper back, torso, hips, thighs, calves, and feet. Can you feel the shape of yourself, the outline of yourself? Now bring your attention to the space right around your skin, feeling the field of energy around your body. Notice again inside of your skin, bringing your attention to the field of energy inside your physical body. And once again, notice the space around you. With your mind, you can blend these areas. Let the field of energy around you merge into and penetrate your physical body, while you let your physical body relax more, expanding outwards. Now let's head up to our cranium. Working with the cranial system, the cranial bones, is a wonderful way to help increase permeability of our energy system, expanding the frequencies of the body, offering new opportunities. Your cranium is composed of many bones that are fused together in joints called sutures. These joints don't have much movement, but they do have small amounts of movement, and these are very important for the quality of our physical, emotional, and mental health. Focusing in to feel some of these movements and amplify these movements helps to amplify the frequencies of our whole system. It can take practice to begin to feel and work with these cranial bone movements. One of the easiest ways to begin is to bring your attention to cranial bones and just start to notice what it feels like to actually feel them. Let's begin with a bone that extends through the center of your head called the sphenoid bone. It's shaped like a bat and lies a little behind your eyes, with the wings coming out near the temples. Feel inside your cranium and see if you can imagine or feel your sphenoid bone. Notice whatever sensations or impressions come to you. The sphenoid bone has a relationship to the bones down near your pubic bone. So try to also bring your attention right now to feel your pubic bone and see if you can feel that area of your body while you also key in to the sphenoid bone. Now bring your attention to your temporal bones underneath your ears. See if you can feel the density, the quality of bone, perhaps the shape of the temporal bones. If you don't really know where these are or what they look like, that's okay. Just bring your attention to your skull underneath each ear and see what you notice. Now bring your attention to the back of your cranium, your occipital bone, a triangular-shaped bone. See if you can feel this part of your skull. When you bring your attention to your occipital bone, does it feel more dense, more prominent? Can you generate a numb or tingling sensation there with your attention? Your sacrum at the base of your spine mirrors the occipital bone. See if you can also bring your attention to this part of your body, feeling your sacrum and your occiput at the same time. Bring your attention to your lower jawbone, your mandible. If you like, you can use your hands to gently touch your lower jawbone to help bring your attention there. And then rest your hands back in your lap and see if just using your mind and your proprioceptive awareness, you can feel your jawbone. Come up to where it articulates with your temporal bones, right in front of your ears. Your TMJ. The temporal mandibular joint. Can you feel into these joints on each side of your head, right in front of your ears? If you like, you can palpate them lightly opening and closing your jaw a few times so that you can really key into the location of this joint. The TMJ has a special relationship with our hip joints. So bring your attention to your hip joints, seeing if you can hold an awareness there and at your TMJ. Bring your attention to the top of your cranium, your parietal bones, two rectangular bones that come down the sides of your head. Feel your parietals. See if you can notice their shape, the quality of the bone. One side may feel more clear or prominent than the other. It may be hard for you to feel some of these bones I mentioned, or easy. It's important not to try too hard to feel something in particular. If I mention something that's challenging for you to feel, just bring your attention to whatever you do notice in your body. Now see if you can feel your cranium as a whole, your whole skull. See if you can notice a pattern of a slight expansion and then contraction of your skull. It expands slightly and contracts slightly in all directions. Each time it expands, you might notice your head tipping back a little bit, and when it contracts, your head tilts back forward. See if you can notice your cranium and your pelvic and hip structure together, bringing your attention to these two regions of your body. See if you can notice a gentle expansion and contraction in your hip structure along with your cranial structure. Feel your spine connecting them, extending from your cranium down through your neck, upper back, middle back, and lower back, your vertebral column, connecting your cranium and your pelvic structure. Bring your attention now to the field of energy around your body, moving into these more vibrational layers of yourself. Above, below, in front, behind, and on the sides. Let your attention scan this part of yourself. And encourage the energy around you to penetrate inwards and merge deep into your bones, into your cranium, spine, and pelvic structure, and notice any sensations this creates. Let's bring our attention to our Kundalini channels, Let's trace the general root of two parts of the Kundalini called the Ida and Pingala. So bring your attention to your perineum and imagine that two currents cross immediately, come upwards, right underneath your navel, they cross again. The energy currents come upwards, cross at the solar plexus, come upwards, cross at the heart, looping upwards, cross at your throat, coming upwards, penetrate in at the third eye. Each side loops down to the base of your nostrils and breathe in. And on the out-breath, imagine the Kundalini energy sweeping through your outer body, all around you. Again, let's trace the Kundalini channels. So wait until your next out-breath. Let the breath go all the way out at the body. And on the in-breath, let's breathe the Kundalini up, crossing immediately, coming up, crossing under the navel, coming up, crossing at the solar plexus, up, crossing at the heart, up, crossing at the throat, up, coming in at the third eye, crossing through the head, looping underneath to the nostrils, and breathe in. And when you breathe out, imagine or feel that Kundalini energy cascading down through your whole outer body. On your own, I'll leave you to trace through these Kundalini channels a few times. Try to go through a cycle where with each in-breath you bring the two channels up through the body and then breathe out while they cascade down through the outer body. If you can't feel or imagine these Kundalini channels, just bring your attention to your breath and enjoy sensations as it sweeps in and out of your body. You may notice that these channels are not operating in a symmetrical, rhythmic way. They might be too tightly coiled or very loose. One of them may seem like it's almost flopping around or extending outwards in an erratic pattern. With your mind, try to gently bring the channels into a slow, rhythmic movement as they come up through your body. If the Kundalini channels feel too tight, try to loosen them. If they feel too loose, bring them into a more cohesive, resilient form. Now feel these Kundalini channels as a whole. See if you can get a general sense or sensation of them, an impression of them extending upwards through your whole body. Can you feel your Kundalini energy interfaced with your spinal column? Connect in an awareness of your cranium and your pelvic structure while you're feeling an awareness of your Kundalini channels. Can you also hold an awareness of the space around your physical form, the energy field extending outwards from you in all directions? With your cranium, bony spine, pelvic structure, and Kundalini in the center. Notice any impressions or sensations that this awareness brings to you. Feel into your heart, the heart chakra. extending outwards in the front and the back of your body. Let your awareness generate a numb or tingling sensation in your chest as the heart chakra comes into more activity. Can you feel a relationship between your heart chakra and your kundalini? Your heart chakra and your spine. Your heart chakra and your outer body layers. It may feel like these components of your energy system are starting to synthesize more. It might even be hard to delineate between one layer and the next: bone, chakras, kundalini, outer body. If your body is starting to feel more like one synthesized field of energy, your frequencies are expanding. This is also an indication that the sensations of time and space are expanding. Recognizing some of these sensations can help give you trail markers to know where your body's at in terms of frequency, in terms of vibration. Let your awareness expand outwards, seeing if you notice a border or an edge to the energy field around you. Palpating out with your proprioceptive awareness, see if you can feel this membrane and soften it with your mind, encouraging more permeability through the whole membrane of your bioplasmic body, the energy field extending outwards from your physical body. Notice how it feels when you imagine that this membrane around you becomes more permeable, more open. It may feel like all of a sudden you're rising upwards or sinking downwards. This is an indication of a change in frequency. See if you notice the presence of a light or a pressure above your head. The soul star, or soul frequencies. You may notice an electrical sensation through some of the sutures in your cranium, and if so, really feel that sensation. Permeability isn't something that is or it isn't. There are gradations. You can keep inviting more permeability through your system if you'd like to do so, and notice any sensations that this creates. Invite the soul star downwards through your crown chakra. You may feel it penetrating into your cranium, through your body, and into the heart. If you notice sensations of deep quiet, a depth of silence or stillness, this is often an indication of contact occurring with the soul energies. It will feel timeless, spaceless. You may find that you're breathing very little or in a different rhythm than normally. See if you notice beneath you the ground star, a mirror image of the soul star, invited upwards in your body to connect to and align with the soul star that was above. Bring your awareness again to the Kundalini channels. Use them to connect the soul star and the ground star and see what that idea creates. And at the center of it all, your heart, feeling deep inside your chest. If you feel a very deep quiet and an almost timeless presence, your frequencies are quite expanded. You're probably experiencing a deep contact with your soul frequencies, and certain alignments are taking place in your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Certain alignments also take place with your life in different relationships, situations, different timelines of your being. The more you can feel your body, breathe gently, and bring your attention to different sensations in your whole system, that will help facilitate this process of alignment. This process will continue even after we exit our journey here. It will be operating, working on your behalf even when you're not here consciously, and available for you to re-enter whenever you like. For now, we're going to begin a process of condensing our frequencies, re-establishing the resilience of the membrane around our physical body, so we can comfortably re-enter our third dimensional life, our earth plane life. To start this process, bring your attention to the space around you, imagining a membrane or border, and pulling it in closer to yourself, to your physical self, to your skin. Feel the sphere of life force, this bioplasm around your body. Bring your attention to your skin, the border of your physical body, noticing your shape, a numb and tingling sensation along your outline. And bring your attention inward even more to your spine, your rib cage, your cranium, your muscles. Take a nice deep breath in through the back of your nose. And on the out breath, begin to open your eyes gently, letting your peripheral vision bring your awareness back into your room. As you come into more clear focus, keep some of your attention on the space around you. You can keep awareness of this vibrational field, your energy field, while you also notice your more physical body. Use the vibrational field around you to invigorate and enliven your physical body. As you move into other activities, see if you can bring your attention off and on back to these different energy components inside your body. the vibration of your bones, your chakras, your kundalini channels, and your outer body layers. You can synthesize an experience of these parts of you into your daily life, enriching any activities that you do and increasing the capacity to connect with those around you in a meaningful and fulfilling way. Thanks so much for going on this journey with me today. I look forward to another light body activation with you again soon. The light body activation work provides tools for people to sensitize, expand, and regulate their developing light body in order to enrich their life. The processes detail safe, replicable mechanisms that expand frequency and perception. This opens the door to work consciously with vibrational components of ourselves. This material has been developed by Saul Goodman, my wonderful husband and the founder and former director of the International School of Shiatsu and Shintai International. He's taught throughout the U.S. and Europe for the past 35 years and is the author of The Book of Shiatsu, Shiatsu Shintai, and Light Body Activation. The facilitator of this podcast is me, Lynn Goodman. I've practiced and taught Shiatsu Shintai and Light Body Activation along with Saul for over 20 years. Podcast music is from the song Kundalini, written and performed by Saul Goodman, with background vocals by Maura Glynn. Links to more resources related to light body activation are included in the show notes, as well as my email address if you have questions. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. This gives valuable feedback and helps others find us. Thanks so much, and I look forward to meeting you again soon for another light body activation journey.